Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, and welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin. To my right is Jack Vanek. Across from me is Kelty Knight. We're eating like dried mango
slices.
We're
on a roll today.
So sorry,
people,
if you hear us eating.
We already recorded like 20 minutes and we had to throw it in the garbage because we were such idiots.
Twice.
And said so many stupid things. It's really. So here we go again. Second try.
Good luck,
we
guys.
We did mention in the first recording that Kelty's getting ready to go interview J-Lo. So that's exciting. It's not our good week.
It's not my good week.
It might be a good or bad week afterwards.
Stay tuned.
You just never know.
Stay tuned. I'll let you know.
Okay. On that note, it's time for.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'm going first.
Oh, my God. Fine.
Otherwise, I'll forget.
Okay. I'm going after you.
So mine is a little delayed because I had so many good weeks that happened in the like one span of whatever. So I had to like carry it over. I went to Chicago for work. I was there for 24 hours. I went with Zach. And I had a couple hours to kill before the event that we were going to. So we went to the Eataly in Chicago, which Eataly is my
still jam. Have never been to an Eataly.
Oh. So good. So we go in Chicago, and Glee's been over for a while now. And I certainly was not the face of that show. I was barely the foot of that show.
with that attitude.
Even at its prime.
Snow's like, her place.
I didn't get stopped. Like, people didn't scream their faces off. Because I was around.
Right.
But we go to Eataly, and I'm eating a sandwich like a pig, and I see all these girls and boys in high school staring at me and, like, looking at their phones furiously and looking up at me and looking at their phones and looking at me. So I look at Zach, and I was like, maybe I'm crazy, but I swear to God, I've been spotted, and it's, like, a lot of people. I'm a little bit concerned with the amount of energy coming from that table.
Right.
It's also quiet in there. It's the middle of the day, and it's just it was just weird, a weird feeling. So finally, I was like, okay, let's get up and let's go. Because it was as if I was sitting as close to you as I am now, like looking at my phone and like pointing at the phone and talking to my
friend. Like, is that her?
It
is
was
that
crazy.
Her?
So then one girl comes up as we're wrapping up. I'm sorry, are you Becca Tobin? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my God. And she,
oh my
blood curdling scream.
No.
Blood curdling scream. So then they all rush over. So it's mostly little girls, and the boys are like, and I say little, they're in high school, but I look like an old lady next to them.
Children.
Take pictures with the girls, and finally we're leaving. And as we're about to be out the front door, this group of teenage boys runs up and they're like, hey, can we get your picture? And I was like, sure. And one of them goes, this is Becca Tobin. I just Googled her net worth. It's $3
million. I was like, so they really just wanted pictures with a rich person.
Yes. And I wanted to be like, sorry, babe, I don't want to break your heart. That is not true. But I was like, sure. But I really felt, number one, like very
famous.
Old. Very old.
Oh.
But I also think that the reason for that outburst was because Glee is now on Netflix. So there's a whole new generation of kids.
Yeah, so aren't they too young?
Do you get residuals off that? How does that work?
Yeah, but it's better when it's like syndicated on TV.
Yeah.
It's decent. So I think all these new people, because lately it's been happening more. Where it went dead
it's
a little
interesting,
bit.
Interesting, yeah.
I know, isn't it funny?
Well, yeah, and like high school kids. It's like what,
it's
you were like
so
10
weird.
Or 9 or 8 when it came
started.
Out? Yeah.
It's so weird. Okay, my bad week, this will be quick. I've been going to yoga a lot lately. It's been so good. I go in the morning, and when we're in Shavasana, it's so great to, like, have your little meditation.
Fall asleep for a little bit.
Yeah, sleep a little.
Shavasana's the best part of yoga.
I have fallen asleep so many times in it.
It's literally just laying down.
The best.
Like, it's just laying.
They also say it's the most important pose, which I love.
Right.
Bullshit.
No, I want to be skinny. That's not getting me skinny.
Yeah.
So I'm laying there, and all of a sudden, there's a guy next to me. He has a water bottle with, you know, the little, like, nipple that you drink out of?
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah.
It sounds like It's so annoying.
What?
You know the water bottles where you just pop up the little sippy part?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm like thinking of like an actual nipple on a bottle.
No, but that's what it kind of looks like.
Not like a baby bottle, Jack. God.
But listen, it was like a baby bottle because he's laying in Shavasana.
No.
Has the bottle.
Ew.
And I swear to God, it was like a grown baby.
Ew.
It was like...
He was nursing.
That's disgusting.
It was
That's
so,
actually the nastiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It was so gross. And I don't know if he just drinks like that or if he had some weird thing happen to him as a child where he now pretends to drink out of a bottle in Shavasana. It was so weird.
If you're going to do it in child's pose.
Oh, my God.
So, well, I was watching Vanderpump last night.
Elena's face right now.
She hates your jokes.
I was watching Vanderpump last night, and Lala, when she goes to bed every night, she literally has a bottle full of warm milk and honey that she sits in bed and drinks. It sips out of it, a literal baby bottle.
Yeah, I know an actress. I won't say her name. She'll crush up a Xanax with warm milk baby bottle at night. I swear to God.
That is so weird on so many levels.
I'd love to know who that is. Okay.
Me too.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Okay. My good week. I have a new favorite show on Netflix. Wild Wild Country.
Oh my God.
Have you guys heard of it? Did you watch it?
I watched the first two episodes.
So I was sick this weekend. So I started to, somebody told me about it. They're like, you love cults. You love all this true crime bullshit. So like good. You will love this. So I just watched or started it without knowing anything about it. I turn it on. It starts like the way that it starts is not what it's about really. So it like starts in this like little small town and then it shows all these people dressed in red coming and taking it over, whatever. So I'm watching it. And, you know, it's this Indian guru guy that comes and I'm like, oh, OK. And it's like his name is Rajneesh. And I'm like, this sounds so familiar to me. And then they go and they're like talking about his cult or whatever. And they're like, oh, he has, you know, a bunch of these Rolls Royces. And I'm like, wait a second. This sounds like a cult that my mom's best friend was in growing up.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. I was thinking that when I was watching it, that I'm sure we know somebody.
Oh, yeah. So my parents told me the story about my mom's best friend growing up was in this cult. She tried to leave, like when it was like, because it goes to shit at the end. Mm-hmm. She tried to leave and she was like staying at my parents' house to like
get away
away from this guy and to like find safety. And they were harassing my parents. They were calling my dad at every hour of the night. They were like surveillancing my parents' house.
Can she come on the
podcast? I could try.
She doesn't have to say her name.
It was
she
like
be anonymous. We could do Lady Gang. The guest this week is anonymous woman.
It was like
anonymous cult person.
And the craziest thing about it is when my parents were telling me this story about like Rajneesh, whatever, I had never heard of it. And I don't think anybody's heard of this cult, but there's 500,000 people in it.
Oh,
and
it's quite they
meaty.
Built a city
they
for
built
meaty.
An entire city. Yeah.
A meaty cult.
And it was worldwide. There's still people that practice it.
Wow.
But the way my parents were telling me about it, I was like, oh, it just seems like a couple people. Like it.
No.
I never thought it was a big deal. And I'm like, oh my God. Cause the guy owned like 50 Rolls Royces. That's how I like put the connection. And it's like the documentary is insane. It's so freaking good.
I'm just going to put this out there. After watching this, I just feel like if you're going to get into something spiritually, do you follow the person with 55 Rolls Royces? Or do you kind of like, is that a tip off that this person might not be in it for the spiritual gain?
And he has jets.
Yeah.
And like, somebody gifted him a $1 million watch.
Yeah. Like, you know what? No judgment. But is that who you're going to spiritually let guide you?
It does seem like an odd choice.
It's
but
a little bit hypocritical. I don't know.
You don't know because then you could be like, you're so blessed. You look at all these blessings.
Well, when we have the Lady Gang jet, I guess people can say the same thing.
Right.
I know. We just got to throw
like,
some
you
like, religion
You want to take regular girl advice from these girls that are so rich? I can't wait for that to happen. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, highly
That's
recommend
amazing.
It. So good. You should finish it because it gets freaking
crazy.
Nuts. Yeah, it just all explodes. Okay, so my bad week is a by proxy bad week, and it's
always.
An anonymous person from our Lady Gang group who I will not name.
Who matters a lot to us.
She does matter. I have her name, but don't want to say it. Okay, this is a post that she made in the group about her personal bad week. She says, I met this really awesome guy a few weeks ago, and we hung out a couple times. Last night was our first sleepover. In the middle of the night, this dude wakes up, heads to the bathroom where he proceeds to take the loudest dump I've ever heard in my life. Farts and all.
He needed the muffler.
I didn't want him to get embarrassed, so I pretended I was asleep when he came back to bed, but I was literally holding back laughter. So this is bad enough, right? This morning before he left, he went back to the bathroom and it happened again. After he left, I decided my sheets needed a good cleansing, so I started taking them off, no. only to find a huge brown spot where he was sleeping. A grown man pooped my bed.
Maybe he has, like, Crohn's. Is he drunk?
I don't know. That was
what did they eat on their date?
I mean, he was probably sick. He probably had, like, food poisoning or something.
I bet he had food poisoning. He was probably so embarrassed.
So embarrassed.
I had a boyfriend once who got so sick that he shit the bed. And I was in it.
Oh. My girlfriend used to pee the bed all the time when she was younger and when she was drunk, and her boyfriend would have been so drunk that she'd blame it on him.
Yeah. No.
Genius.
Every
genius.
Time. Genius. Like, for years, he thought that he had a bedwetting problem.
I'm so sorry to you, anonymous lady ganger.
I know. She was like, my dating life is worse than yours, which is true.
God, I'll try to up that with mine.
Get a girl.
Bad week. Do you guys remember when you guys were making fun of my bad flip-flops?
Oh.
A couple weeks ago?
Yes.
I will never forget.
So, I took a picture of them, uh-huh. and I think I put it on my Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it lived
mm-hmm.
somewhere on social media mm-hmm. in the public. So I'm doing a story on the ugly sneaker trend, and I've been, like, going to WikiFeet, and I've been Googling all these different celebrity feet to get photos of people wearing, like, those really ugly kind of, like, Balenciaga sneakers.
Love
I know you do. It's, and so does this girl.
You like
them? So does Elena. She loves them.
Like, those Common Project women's
no.
sneakers, and they're the best.
I need to see what those are. Love them.
Long story short.
They make your legs look skinny.
Because, anyway, I can't talk about this. But, anyway, point being is that then, at the end of my segment, I thought it would be really funny to wrap it up by, like, rating the top celebrity feet on WikiFeet. So I got the top five people, and then I rated myself. I could put my own name in. Guess what the freaking number one photo on my WikiFeet page.
Your flip-flop.
Is the horrible
no.
flip-flops. Yeah, it's like
this is our fault.
This is all these beautiful red carpet shoes, Miu Miu, Prada, amazing, like my cute little manicures, and then just the half-eaten flip-flop.
Is this just not your life in a nutshell?
It's really like, it.
It's really such a metaphor for pretty much
I
all
feel
of us.
A little responsible for having that happen.
You're 100%
you know,
responsible. Don't feel a little responsible.
You know who's rating these are these sick fucks that like some
100%.
Guy has some dirty foot fetish, dirty old stinky sandal foot fetish, and that's who's rating your feet.
Are you looking at it? Wait, we'll look at it just so you can really enjoy.
Ew. Oh my god, I can't even look at that picture. It's nasty.
It's so gross. Okay,
it's vile.
Good week. I was at a party. This is a little late because I had so many good weeks. That same thing. I had such a good week.
Yeah.
I went to a St. Patrick's Day party, and you came
were.
Later.
Yeah, I came later.
Yeah. And it was so much fun because it was all these 90s rock bands. I looked at Chris and I was like, we are officially old enough that the classic hits of the 90s like make us happy.
Oh,
like I know
yeah.
why
nostalgia.
My parents wanted to like listen to the Eagles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
90s alternative was like the best genre of music.
So good. But is that because we're old?
Yeah.
Like someone
because it's
might
our youth.
Say,
I don't really like 90s music. I gotta be honest. No, I really don't.
That is terrible.
Like, I'll never, ever, ever listen to 90s music.
What?
I like 80s music. I do not like 90s.
90s on 9 on Sirius is the best station.
No,
anyway, so they had a bunch of celebrities come out and, like, kind of sing songs or whatever. And JC Chazay from NSYNC came out and sang acoustic NSYNC songs. And let me just tell you, he was...
You peed your pants. Your basement was flooded.
Basement, full flood. I feel so bad for Jay-Z Chazay because then I went down a hole and I started like looking up his old music videos and I feel like he just didn't have a good person at the helm of his career after NSYNC.
He didn't get the credit that he has
deserved.
No, he
didn't have like the Tiger Mom dream team behind
right.
him, like Justin.
Because he had better looks and a better voice.
Yeah.
But all around
the songs
more talented.
The
but
video,
does he have swagger?
I think he might be missing the swagger.
Mm-hmm. I remember he used to wear lace shirts.
He doesn't have the sparkle.
There's a video of him.
He doesn't
like,
have the sex appeal that JT does.
I don't find anything about that sexy, though.
I don't either, but people sexy. Do. And I feel like people
the
didn't find
hair.
JC sexy.
I guess you're right. The nude hair?
The noodle hair.
The noodle. I loved his noodle hair.
I just went to the Justin Timberlake concert in New York last week, and I will say that... all of the old songs, like from Suit and Tie to like Cry Me a River, like I was in it. Like you had me, Justin.
Yeah.
I was flat on the floor. I was living for you. Everything from Man Out of the Woods. Like there's a part in the show where they go sit around a campfire. And I was like, I'm going to pee now. I'm going to go find a pretzel.
It's,
like it's not great.
Yeah, I feel like
it's not it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's
it's,
my question. Like if they never get back together, do you think that JC can go off? And like do a tour of NSYNC songs, kind of like how Paul McCartney does all the Beatles songs.
Yeah,
like he can go and be like, "This is kind of my shit," and then I'm gonna make money. Well, by singing NSYNC songs.
He should just, because he really sang lead on so many of them. Yeah. Anyway, this isn't like a, well, I invited him to come to the podcast.
Great.
JC.
Cool.
What if we're like, no.
You guys are like, we're good.
Pass.
I'm all good.
I want Chris Kirkpatrick, please.
Anyway, want to talk about what's coming up?
Are we, what was your bad week? Oh, your flip-flops. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Obviously the worst bad
week. So, Say My Name, coming up, we have a very famous person.
Very famous. The most.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Our bootylicious guest today has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and has sold over 35 million records worldwide as a part of the second most famous trio of women ever, next to us. They are called Destiny's Child. Hey. They happen to be the world's best-selling female group of all time, by the way. She's performed for Barack and Michelle Obama at the White House and at the Super Bowl halftime show. She's also a Broadway baby, making history as the first ever African-American to be cast in the West End production of Chicago. And she was so successful that they not only extended her run, they then brought her to New York City to play the iconic Roxy Hart. She's appeared in Aida, The Color Purple, Fila, and many more. She's had unprecedented success in her solo gospel music career, nominated for both a BET and Soul Train Music Award, and winning many others, including Best Gospel Act. And P.S., she got a Grammy too, guys. She's been a guest co-host on both The View and The Talk. Before I lose my breath, please help me welcome to the Lady Gang, the OG Survivor, Michelle Williams!
Woo! Oh, shit. That was the best intro you've
I
ever made.
I need this bio. I need it.
Can you you want this for your website,
girl? I
want
it. Yes, I want it. Who wrote it? Did you write it? I'll give you credit.
She does everything.
I researched you and I put it together.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It lets me know you care.
No, I do care. And also, the other thing is that there was way more. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You've done so much in your goddamn life. I was like, ooh, I feel like I've done nothing. Because I'm like, sometimes I get drunk with my friend and make a podcast.
That's been awesome. But, you know, you can feel like that or people can read off those amazing things. And I've been blessed. But I've got some more individual goals that I want to do. And so, you know, it's been a blessing to do all of that.
Yeah.
Though, seriously. But we got some more goals to do.
Most importantly, how pissed are you that there's another Michelle Williams?
I'm not pissed at all. I'm the oldest, so she should change her name.
Yep. Okay.
She copied you, technically.
She copied me. No, but you know what? We have so many cool little isms. Like, you know, she went to a Stevie Wonder concert.
And people thought it was going to be
me. And they thought it was going to be me. And then, so then, I'll get phone.
Stevie didn't know.
You know, he didn't know. I mean, you know, obviously. But listen.
No, Michelle, is that you?
No, he's amazing. No, Stevie can know by your wrist who you are, by the way. He can, like.
Oh, it's not us, because we're not.
No, he can.
You have no clue who I was.
So
you have little baby wrists.
I know.
He's like, are you a
My bracelets no. are about the width of this candle.
They're so tiny. You know.
So I got like two phone calls Monday. They're like, Michelle, we got a phone bill, and it's $10,000.
What?
And the phone calls were going to Australia. I said, that's James calling me. That's not me. And then I got another phone call. Because at the time, they were like, Michelle, you got to stop spending money. You're being dumb. You purchased a $5,000 playset. I said, no. That was for Matilda. Wrong Michelle Williams. So I don't know if we were sharing the same business management or something like
Weird.
That. But we were getting the bills and stuff mixed up.
Now, so, are you aware that there is a third Michelle Williams?
I am aware. Is it a
she's a Canadian Olympic swimmer.
A swimmer?
Really? Ooh.
She's Canadian like me.
Oh, wow. How awesome.
She's
and
coming
I can't
for
swim.
You.
Mm-hmm.
At all?
No, not at all. Okay,
so every time we have guests on, we always ask the same two questions. What's your Hollywood heartbreak and what's your ish moment? So let's start with the good. What is the moment you felt the most famous? And like, oh, I am the ish.
No, it's so funny. I was just saying, I just moved to LA from the Midwest. I'm a Midwest girl at heart. I like to just go to the neighborhood markets and just be normal. I would say, I always tell this story about Sting. Sting, I used to say
you
he's my...
You had tantric sex with him.
No, and... I used to say he's my imaginary husband.
Yeah.
But I just think that's so rude. He's married. You don't call anybody an imaginary husband. Even though I said the word imaginary. I love Sting. Shame on you, Kelty. Homewrecker.
I'm literally like, Jason Momoa, my husband. I mean, Chris Knight, my husband. Okay, anyway.
So he presented us with a Billboard award. Mm-hmm. And I was like, in order for Sting to do that,
that means we had done something in our career that made him like feel like, you know what, I'm going to come across the pond.
Yeah.
And present these young ladies with an award. And I thought that was amazing. I was like, my husband loves me.
What's your Hollywood heartbreak? What's the moment where you thought, I am done with this. Michelle Williams is staying in the Midwest forever.
So I normally, you know, you do auditions or you get offers or you do these trial runs of various shows. And there was one particular show that I really, really, really wanted. And I didn't get it. And I cried.
Who got it?
Say it. Okay, so I can say it. Okay. I wanted the Talk.
What do we think?
I really wanted to be on the Talk.
Yeah.
And I didn't
get it. And my ideal life, I want to do a talk show in the morning and like Broadway at night.
Yeah.
Like that's the ultimate, like, you know, and make babies in the afternoon. That's because I can't do it at night. I'll be too tired to come home. So you have to knock it out in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was the life that I wanted. And I didn't get it.
You were so close. And you didn't get it yet.
I didn't get it yet.
Yeah, you never know.
And so people are like, well, there's something better. And you don't like to hear that because for you, it's like, what could be better than that? I have my life planned how I want it and how I see it. And, you know, they're like, well, there's something better.
Yeah.
Something better is coming. So just stay disciplined and stay ready.
Yeah. Beck always says this or something better.
Yeah.
That's hard
for
me.
So we'll see.
Okay.
I hope my mom didn't see this because she doesn't want to know my husband would be knocking me down in the afternoon.
Hey, it's okay. It'll be fine. Knocking you down. Earmuffs.
Oh, Mom, do not listen to this part. Look. You know, I do want to ask you, we are a trio of women.
Hey.
And we're trying to make it in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. It's not easy. You will. You're doing your thing.
Okay. So what are the secrets of a trio? Because you are in the most famous trio of all time. Like, how do you make this work?
Okay. Secrets of a trio is to respect each other. I've never been in a situation with Beyonce or Kelly where we've ever argued or anything. Because, like, say, I'm not a morning person. Or Kelly is the morning queen. She wants to bring you muffins in bed and coffee. She's so, hi, it's a good morning. And I'm like, please, give me about 8 hours and then come back.
Mid-afternoon would be perfect.
Or things like, what's your favorite color?
Pink.
Pink. What's your favorite color?
Black.
Okay, what's your favorite color, Kelty?
White.
Okay, so.
Whose favorite color is white?
So if I know your favorite color is pink. And say the stylist brings a rack of clothes. I'm not going to be petty and possibly.
Sorry.
I'm not going to be petty and pick the pink dress.
Right.
I'm going to say, hey, Jack, you think you want this dress? Now, if you say, no, Michelle, go for it, then I'll wear it. It's just things like that. Because women, we can be a little petty sometimes.
Yeah, right.
You know, and so we were like, we're going to think like guys.
Yeah.
Guys can have maybe even if it's a disagreement, and then they'll be right on the court playing basketball, going to the barbershop together.
Yeah.
Talking about dumb stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just... basic stuff to make it work.
I do want to ask, so in our cultural zeitgeist of the moment, the big news has been Sex and the City 3. Have you heard?
Yes.
Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker. Who's to blame here?
I don't know about any of that, so don't ask me.
What's the beef?
So Kim Cattrall said she didn't want to do Sex and the City 3.
Okay.
And just Sarah Jessica Parker was like, it's all Kim Cattrall's fault. And then Kim Cattrall was like, you're actually a raging bitch, and you were horrible to me, and I do not want to be your friend. And then Sarah Jessica Parker
tried to be nice. They're saying these, like, publicly?
Yeah, like, it's an Instagram fight. And then Kim Cattrall's brother died, and Sarah Jessica Parker tried to, like, send well wishes, and Kim Cattrall was like, you're not my friend.
Damn.
Wait, what?
Here's my...
This is some Love and Hip Hop beat.
Got it. My take is this. They're both bitches. But in different ways.
Were they both trying to be, like, Queen Bee kind of bullshit?
Carrie Bradshaw's the Queen Bee.
Well, I know.
But was she trying to, like, one-up her?
When they started the show, Carrie Bradshaw, Sarah Jessica Parker was not quite... Kim Cattrall was, like, the woman of that time. She's, like, the hot one. Yeah. She's on top of the world. And then little Sarah Jessica Parker, who's been clawing her way since childhood to be the star, finally gets there. And then it's, like, two alphas. Mm-hmm. And I think also when... Kim Cattrall dealt with the tragedy, she's probably still in a little bit of shock, grieving, whatever. And then when you're in that place, you're like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to say what I want to say. Mm-hmm. So finally she's like, Sarah Jessica Parker's a bitch, and like runs away.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, it was such an amazing big franchise that we thought was about empowerment, you know, feeling good and being on top of your stuff. Ladies, get that money. That's what I'm saying.
I know. Okay. It's like, you don't have to listen, like each other.
When
shit.
There are real issues, if you feel like you can talk about it and salvage the brand, or Kim, if you don't want to do it, that's understandable too. But I think two grown women should talk it out and be like, no, you hurt me in 1997 or 2003 or whatever. No, seriously, because what happens is you work and you don't talk about stuff. You sweep mm-hmm. stuff under the rug, and then something happens and it comes out like, no, I've hated you for 20 years.
Yeah, you just explode.
Okay, speaking of explode, so we went on a field trip this week because basically we're trying to learn about things we don't know about.
Okay.
So we have a secret Facebook group, which you APS need to join. And in our secret Facebook group, we had girls come out and they were talking about maybe adding something to their relationship, like mm-hmm. married girls being like, my husband wants to add a girl or whatever this is. So we went out and we discussed and found all these girls and talked about it. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, do you think that monogamy is a thing of the past and this next generation of girls coming up will all have sister wives and like sister husbands? Or do you think we can still marry someone and it can last 60 years and just man and woman? Becca?
I think that there'll be more of the polyamorous situation. I think that monogamy will never go away.
Yeah.
But I think that there's going to be more people open to like the polyamorous mm-hmm. open situations.
Well, I'm for monogamy. There's too many HPV strands out here.
And you can only get a vaccine for like 11 out of 90 of us.
That's what I'm saying.
And I got 12 through 90.
So did I.
But it's true.
No, it's true.
There's too much going out here in the land.
In Hollywood, though, there's like open relationships have been a thing for a long time, right?
Well, open relationships and you will continually be at the clinic.
Go for it. Has anyone ever tried to throuple you and like be like, Michelle, come on into like, my marriage? Into like any famous people?
Oh my gosh.
Just like throw you into the mix.
Oh no. You're hot.
No.
I think people think I'm boring and so I don't get approached in that way, and that's okay. I'm excited to I'm in a very committed relationship, you know, and so I'm excited about what the future holds and to just be all that I need to be for him.
Now, if you're like close to getting engaged, like this is your guy and he comes to you mm-hmm. and he's like, okay, I want to do some like tidying up housekeeping before we like say yes, you know, because like when I got engaged, my whole husband, we like fought so much and we're like, wait, you like peanut butter sandwiches? I'm allergic to peanuts, like shit mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. What if he comes to you and he's like, I love you. Like you're the woman. I'm going to love you for the rest of my life. But like I have since I've been sexually active, like I've always wanted to have an open relationship. Is that a deal breaker?
It's a deal breaker, boo boo.
Or if he just
for me
want to add somebody in for like every once in a while for like a sexy time.
That's a deal breaker. It would never happen for me.
Yeah. Right. Jack?
As a single person, nobody in sight of a relationship, I would agree. But it's like I understand, like, there's so many studies that are being done about humans. Mm. And if we are monogamous creatures or if it's just, like, a societal thing that's been ingrained in us mm-hmm. for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because most animals are non-monogamous mm. and have multiple partners, whatever. So we aren't that different. So I don't know, like, you know, in the, like, psyche of somebody, but not for me.
It's not for me, but I also would like my husband to have another wife to do all the stuff I don't want to do, but like I don't want to know about it.
Just where are we going here?
Like a blowjob partner.
Yeah.
Like someone like the housekeeper comes on Friday. No, I know. I mean not in real life, but like in my mind I can understand why you would want someone to like
do that.
I'm exhausted. I'm so tired.
But then what now God forbid and she does it better.
I know.
I hope she does, so that he never asks me to do it again.
Yeah.
It's like when I cook him dinner, it's kind of bad every time.
No, just figure out a way. Just drink a Red Bull, boo-boo, and do what
you're supposed to do. A Red Bull blowjob? Wow.
Wow. I don't think I need Red Bull.
I don't know, but no. No, no, we're not bringing anybody else in. She could be more experienced, hotter. I don't care. We're not going to find out.
I love her. Okay.
In the dark.
We have a game. Get your game cards.
Got okay.
Game for you, Michelle. You don't have game cards because you're playing.
You are okay. Playing.
This game is called the...
Just ask her a little bit about who she's with now. So
oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Ooh. Get the dirt.
Who's the guy?
His name
you're about
is...
to ask him.
Breaking news.
Oh, his name is Chad Johnson.
Wait. Oh, so it's true.
What?
I read about this online.
Wait,
Allegedly... I heard that you guys were together. It's out online.
Yeah, it's out. Know. It is out.
It's a football
it
player.
No, but he works. He's a chaplain, a pastor. And so he's been a chaplain with the Pittsburgh Steelers for 6 years.
Oh.
And with the LA Dodgers.
How'd you meet?
We met at a spiritual retreat that he has for young adults in Phoenix. Actually, it's in a place called Williams, Arizona.
Wow.
And so I was invited, and I was just in a place where, I mean, I know we've been talking about, you know,
the crazy,
all kind of we're things, insane. But guess what? I was in a place where I needed some spiritual, like, restoration. And so I went to this place, and it's his ministry. And I just went for that reason. And so two of my girlfriends were like, girl, I think you and Chad will be great together. Your personalities go so well. I said, I didn't come to flirt with the pastor, okay?
But that's hot. That's
but
like
you
a
did
fantasy.
Pack cute outfits, right?
No. I didn't have any makeup.
Oh, that's even better.
I forgot I didn't have any makeup with me. So I'm just there bare face, a baseball hat on every single day. Because I, first of all, like I said, I didn't go to flirt and be cute. I was in a place like, God, I need hope. I need healing and restoration. Yeah. And so then a few weeks later, he did reach out to me because some of his friends, they were tired of him being the third wheel. And one of his best friends set up all these dating website profiles on his behalf because, you know, he was looking for
love,
you know, love too. But he had given up on love. I did too. I was like, I'm just going to be one of those women who have had success.
Yeah.
And in those percentage of women who have horrible emotional IQs, but great success,
right?
Horrible in the brain.
Okay, last thing, and then we have to play the game. Do you, like, when you get married, mm-hmm. do you have the Destiny's Girls as bridesmaids, or did they take the focus off you, or do you keep them in the back?
No. I'm trying to figure out, do I want the whole bridesmaid?
I had no bridesmaids for that reason.
I think I want everybody to just come
party.
And have it be intimate yeah. and party, but then it's kind of like, you know... Should I make my bridesmaids list out? And of course they're going to be on there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Love it.
But stand them toward.
No, you're not going to. See, we talked about how can you make a trio work.
See, respect.
You don't set the girls to the side, Kelty.
Okay.
Kelty's just too worried.
Lord.
I'm too worried about the.
She doesn't want to share
the,
attention.
She's the problem one, not the trio.
I'm glad that you
she's
saw that.
Be
yeah,
the
I'm glad you saw
I'm
that.
I'm just playing. I'm just
she's a holy woman and she sees.
I'm serious.
I'm spirit of the Lord.
Fucking true.
Okay, here we go. It's game time. Pick up your game cards.
I don't think Chad's going to like this game.
He's not going to like this game. This is a game.
However, you're playing it anyways.
We're going to
play. This is called Celebrity Throuple Throwdown. How did it say?
It's Throuple.
What is Celebrity Throuple?
It's a couple with three.
So we've been talking about this episode about polyamory and non-monogamy. And so basically we have celebrity couples for you. We have 30 seconds on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to choose which couple you want to be a part of until you have one left.
So you have to tell us which one you want to keep?
Yeah. And they're going to...
Out of these two.
I only want to be a part of couples for like... Okay, now, I'm going to be quits.
Okay.
Now, I was in a city and they said the man could have more than one wife if he could take care of them equally.
Yes.
So I'm here for it. You get her some products, you got to get me some products. I'm only here for the products.
Take me to church, Michelle
okay.
Williams.
I'm Marshawn Lynch. You know I'm here.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Done.
So, girls, when you
He's
pick up
get
your
you the
thing,
products.
When
That's
you pick
it.
Up your thing, please say the names on the cards.
Okay. Ready?
Okay, ready? Okay. Hold on. 30
I'll
seconds.
Go for
Wait.
Go first,
okay. I need my timer. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Okay. So stressed out.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. We're ready. 5, 6, 7, 8. Go.
Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen.
Victoria Beckham and David Beckham.
Well, I like her clothing line, so
you
I'd
should,
be there because
so you could
I want
them.
Her clothes.
Okay. Okay. Go.
Kim and Kanye or
Victoria and David.
Oh, gosh.
They have better clothes.
Well, I like them both. I think they're great. I like them both, too.
Who do you want to throuple with?
I don't want to throuple with anybody.
Okay. Who do you want to share a life with?
Share a life with?
Yes.
Kim and Kanye, I think they could be next.
Oh, Jesus,
Kelty. For each one, you have 30 seconds for the whole game.
Let's go.
Meghan Markle, Prince Harry.
Harry and Meghan.
Yes.
She knows where she
is. Elizabeth Taylor and Michael Jackson. Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute, honey. Michael and Elizabeth.
Yes. Connie Chung and Maury Povich.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh.
It's so hard.
This is not hard. You stay here.
I'm going to stay with Michael and Elizabeth.
Dwayne Rand and Gabrielle.
Oh, Dwayne and Gabrielle.
They seem fun.
Yes, love them, love
them. Okay, we're going to pick. They have a zoo at their house.
Gab and Dwayne.
Okay. Britney Spears.
No, what are you doing? But it's only them from this era.
Oh my god.
Wait, what is this?
You'll have them frozen in time.
Oh, my dream.
Gab and Dwayne.
Okay.
The hat threw off.
We know the answer, right?
You are nuts. Gab and Dwayne.
Okay. Joe Jonas and Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh. Gab and Dwayne.
Okay. Jesus.
Bieber and Selena. Well, because they kind of come back together, I want to just kind of be there just to see what they're up to.
You just want to be a fly on the wall.
Okay, pick it. 5 seconds. Five seconds.
Selena and Justin.
Okay, go. 5 seconds.
Golden Girls.
Oh, my gosh. The Golden Girls.
Last one. The Simpsons.
Oh, shice.
I look at
Golden Girls. Okay, that's it. Wait.
No?
This is it.
Golden Girls.
Okay.
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls for everything.
For all of it.
Kanye and Kim is going to be Golden Girls forever.
Perfect. Honestly, this would be fun because all of these like shoulder pads are coming back in style. Michelle.
Oh, awesome, yeah. It's all going to recycle back.
Awesome. And Betty White. We're just so thankful that you are still alive.
Still alive.
I
want to
hang out with her. Even though I feel like everybody thought she died.
Those two people I want to hang out with. Michelle Obama, Oprah, and Betty White.
Ooh. Dang.
We got it.
Michelle, cheers to you. You're so fabulous.
You are
and
so amazing.
I just adore you. And congratulations on being so successful in your life.
Thank you. Love you, ladies. Cheers.
Love you.
Have a great afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Hey, ladies. Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
So Michelle is so important that she couldn't even stay with us for Ask the Lady Gang.
But
so
we love her.
It's back to us with the most terrible advice ever.
Yep.
First question, it's a two-parter, comes from, I'm only going to say your first name, Savannah, because I don't want to out you. Savannah says, I've been thinking of trying period panties. I would love to know if these things work and what to expect. Like, will people be able to smell my bloody vagina all day? Not to be like super graphic.
Okay.
1A, yes. If I were to invite you guys and a plus one to my wedding, would you be interested? I don't have a lot of girlfriends, and you guys are basically part of my coven.
Where's your wedding, and what kind of food are you serving?
That's what I want.
Is there an open bar?
Is it an open bar?
Yeah.
Can I make a speech?
Oh, my God. Can we make a group speech?
If we can do a group speech, if you have good food, we can pick our own dresses.
If you have open bar. We're not a bridesmaid.
In Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. You're right. We're not a bridesmaid. Sorry.
Do you think it's in Los Angeles?
I don't know. If it's in LA, I would go.
Or if you're super rich and want to fly us out.
No, not. This is different. Savannah's one person and Anonymous Surprise is one person.
Oh, but why did you give me four questions then?
Because 1A. Yeah.
1A usually means it's part of the same.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, everyone.
All right, well, Savannah will come to your wedding.
Period panty first. Question first. I've never tried them. I don't actually menstruate. So I don't
I will talk about know. Them because I wore them last night.
Oh.
I love Thanks. I have a very heavy flow, so I only wear them as a backup when I'm sleeping while wearing a tampon. Because, like, if I'm, like, on my heaviest day and I'm wearing a super, super plus tampon, I still bleed through. Mm-hmm. So instead of, like, having to wear some big-ass pad, it's nice to wear the Thinks panties because they're not super bulky and... But I think if you have a lighter period, you might be able to wear them during the day.
Well, fun fact, I do have a lighter period. And I want to say that period panties can be quite expensive, but I actually love them so much that I went on Amazon and you can get like a 5-pack of like kind of cheap period panties on Amazon that are exactly the same as
the expensive brands. They're not the Thinks brand.
They're not exactly the Thinks brand, but anyway.
Do they work?
They work amazing.
Oh.
I use them at night. When I'm sleeping, because I don't like to have like a tampon in and it's so much more comfortable. And then like when I'm hanging around the house and I don't have to have a tampon in, like, but I will say there's like, if my period is 5 days, there's 2 days where I need to have like full tampon in all the time. And then I have like one of those like trail off. So I'll just like think it's over. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, surprise, I'm back,
right.
You know, for like a second. So I like to wear them. So then it's really taken down my amount of ruined underwear.
Yeah. I just wouldn't just use that while in a daily, like if you're out at work or something, I would not. Yeah, I would only wear them if you're at home alone.
Do you guys want to hear something disturbing?
What?
Yeah. My sister
obviously has had two children. She, to this day, still, sorry, Jessica, every day has to wear a panty liner because after you have a baby, shit just leaks out of you forever.
Ugh.
Forever.
I know.
Every time we're getting dressed, I see her put her panty liner in. I'm like, what? You have to do that every day, adding another
panty
step to getting
are
ready?
So annoying.
I know. It's I know. So gross.
She should just get a bunch of the things, like the thongs or whatever, just wear.
Maybe I'll
I think
ask
a lot of women,
because
Rebecca, my makeup artist, she uses the... can I not say Rebecca, my makeup artist? You guys know who Rebecca is now,
yeah.
right? Can I stop saying that?
I think you should say it.
Okay. Rebecca, my makeup artist, I let her use my bathroom in my office, and every day there's just like one wrapper of a panty liner after workout.
Yeah.
And I'm like, remember sometimes I sing about it? I'm like, there's my one panty liner.
Did she have kids?
Yeah, she has two kids.
That's I didn't know
gross.
That was a thing. This
anyway,
is something people need to tell you.
Continue to come out.
It's
anyway,
just...
I think you should definitely try them, and I think they're great.
I think great. They're great, too.
You know our answer about the surprise wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
I thought it was Savannah's question. You can't give me a 1A. That's, like, insane.
After all this time, I switched up for you, and you were not expecting
it. Because now we have done 3 questions for the past 2.5 years, and now you just give me 4 with a what? Like, okay. Question 2 is from Anonymous. Anonymous says, my boyfriend and I have been dating for almost 6 years now, and we have recently been having a lot of talks about when we are getting married. I come from a huge family, and I'm the type of person who is super family oriented, and he comes from a somewhat broken family with parents who are divorced while he was in college. I can't stop thinking about what I could have with in-laws or the family on his side, but since they aren't really close, I will never get that, whereas he gets to be welcomed into my super loving family. Seemed like a very long sentence. Am I the worst for thinking about this? So she basically... is not super stoked about
her in-laws that she's going to get.
Let me tell you a tale, Anonymous. I've had a lot of misfortunes in my life. One of them is my in-laws. They are fantastic. It's a huge loving family, and it sounds like yours. So, but that is the equivalent of winning the lottery mm-hmm. when it comes to marriage. The alternative is usually a terrible, terrible, terrible group of people that you dread every holiday because they are there. So just thank your lucky stars that now, when you guys have holidays, you can be with your super loving family, and you don't even, if they're not like that in your lives right now, that's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Because chances are they're not going to be awesome people.
Yeah, I think it is a really good thing when you're looking at the future. Like, when you get serious with someone, just remember that you're going to marry. If you marry them, this is your forever person. Like, you also are going to be with their family forever.
Right.
So you're just not marrying the guy or the girl. You're marrying their family, too. So you have to make a decision. And I think people always – I'm always more comfortable around my own family. So mm-hmm. I think this is, like, kind of a prize situation. And, yeah, you may be not getting, like, the mother-in-law you dreamed of, but
– most people don't, I feel like.
That's
just,
yeah,
like,
that's the thing.
Mean, it's people like, are – mostly shitty, like yeah. in general.
No, it's true.
Humans are mostly shitty. You're so lucky that you have such an awesome family.
Yeah.
Again, like Becca said, it's like
it really is like winning the lottery.
It's yeah. crazy. Like when I was growing up, I mean, my parents are married still, and we have a small family. But like my little unit is so great, and I just kind of assumed that everybody's families were the same as mine growing up. And obviously, the older that you get, the more you realize they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So it does. I think you should take the situation to appreciate how awesome your family is, and at least you won't have to see them, hopefully, that much if they're not the best.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last question. Comes from an anonymous male listener.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Oh, and it's a straight guy. Okay.
Do you think it's Kevin?
Kevin who?
Find yourself a Kevin?
You mean Greg?
Sorry.
Greg. Like, who is Kevin?
Who is Kevin?
Oh, it's Greg.
Get yourself a Greg.
Okay. Kevin says, my girlfriend and I have been on and off for years, caps. We have so much in common, but our relationship falls apart over literally one thing, and that is religion. We don't share the same beliefs and can't seem to come to an agreement on what we should do when and if we get married and going forward. We have never forced each other to change beliefs. We are now on another breakup. Is the relationship doomed forever, or can I find a way around it?
So I have parents. My mom's Buddhist and my dad is Catholic. So if they can be married for 40 years, then you're going to be fine.
But they raised you how?
Going to church, Catholic, mom being like, don't crush that ant.
But see, I think that's Buddhism is such a
spiritual
harmonious
thing.
It's like less like organized religion, more, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Individual
my
spiritual.
Parents are in, were in, what's it called?
A cult?
No.
Rajneesh.
No. My dad was raised Jewish. My mom was raised Christian-ish. but they both entered the relationship and neither was a practicing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's
so
very easy when it comes to that. But when it's two people who are practicing some form of religion and also want their offspring to do the mm-hmm. same, I hate to say it, but it kind of is doomed.
Yeah.
Because there's really, unless you by some miracle, you can accept one another for your different beliefs and then raise your children, introduce them to both, mm-hmm. and allow them to make the choice.
Mm-hmm. That's so hard. I mean, kids hate religion, like going to church and shit. So imagine having to make them do two different things.
But I had something similar. Like, neither of my parents forced anything, but I definitely resonated more with Judaism, with the culture, with, like,
right.
I went to Hebrew school a little bit, like, and my sister went to, like, the YMCA ski trips. So, like, somehow I think because our parents were like, it's in your hands and we are not going to make a decision for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you can do it, but it sounds like you guys are both very devoted.
It's going to be hard.
I mean, it's like it literally comes down to compromise and you're both going to have to compromise 50% because once that becomes unbalanced, there's going to be so much resentment when it comes to that. So I don't know. That's like very much a communication issue and
Jack,
a compromise.
Read the last part.
Oh.
This is from Kevin.
Kevin says, by the way, I love you guys. Jack, your Instagram is awesome. Love your style and kicking it feel to life. Kicking it feel to life. Nice. Kelsey, I identify with your quote unquote by the rules and organizational skills. That's the best compliment anybody's given you.
Yep.
Becca, loved you on Glee, but I love you. No filter. Say like it is. No BS attitude.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Kevin.
That was adorable.
We
thanks,
don't even
Kevin.
Know if your name's Kevin, but
no,
anyway. Okay. We had so much fun today. We love you so much. Hey, guys, go follow us on social media at The Lady Gang and follow us at Becca, at Kelty, at Jack Vanek. And if you guys have noticed lately, in our Facebook group or on Instagram, or even you can screenshot, if you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, we've been sending out thank you packages to some lucky listeners. So keep sending your positive thoughts to us and go follow us on our Instagram, because there'll be more chances to win if you are a loyal lady ganger. We're very excited to have you in the gang, and we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.